Coming to you from Cary, North Carolina and Dayton, Ohio, it's the Get Options Podcast with your hosts, Adam Silver and Dustin Hartzler. This is the show where your WordPress questions are given some serious and not so serious options. And here they are.
Hello and welcome to episode 134 of the Functioning Get Options Podcast, the irreverent fun advice show about your life with WordPress. I'm Adam Silver with my buddy, my compatriot, my friend, Dustin Hartzler. Say hey, Dustin.
Hey, Dustin.
How are you?
I am doing fantastic. Life couldn't get better. Well, I mean, it could get better, but we're in the midst of all the things. And 2020 has just been going awesome.
Right.
So
keep it positive. A positive spin. I like it.
I got to visit Adam just a couple weeks ago. We did a trip down to Myrtle Beach, my family and I, and wasn't quite on the way from Dayton, Ohio to Myrtle Beach, but we made a little side trip over to the Cary, North Carolina area and spent an evening with Adam.
That's right. That was good. To see the kids, and it wasn't a surprise. I knew you were coming. That was cool. But we tried, and we mentioned it on a couple weeks, like the episode after that. We tried to surprise Kyle. We were thinking about having you and be here and record with him, but it wasn't going to work because the kids were, it would have been too loud, et cetera. So, you know.
Right. My kids are not quiet and they're not easily entertained unless they have TVs in front of them.
Where are they right now? Why can't we hear them?
Because they're tied up in the corner.
Nice.
Actually, we have we're recording here in the middle of the afternoon, and we have our nanny here, and so she's entertaining them. They're downstairs. I can hear them a little bit, but I told them when I went down for lunch that I had 2 hours worth of meetings, and my daughter made me a nice sign that hangs on the door that says "in a meeting," so she knows not to.
Aw, sweet, very cool, and works good.
Work is good. The biggest update for me is that I just got my brand new MacBook Pro for the second time. I got it. If you follow Automattic at all, like I obviously work at Automattic, and every computer after your 4-year computer, you can get it customized with the W WordPress logo on the front. So I went ahead and got that and got it all set up, I wouldn't say hundreds of hours, but tens of hours getting it set up exactly the same as my old computer. And then I didn't quite put in all of the safeguards for what happens if this computer should die. And I got to struggle through that for the last week and a half. I went to my parents for 4th of July weekend and the computer just didn't turn on, nothing. I mean, I chatted with support and they said, go to the Apple store, and the Apple store took it in the back and they're like, yeah, we can't get it to do anything. So they shipped it off. It got a new touch bar and it got a new logic board. And as soon as I read logic board, I knew I've had logic boards replaced before. And
right.
In this day and age with the logic board, with the hard drives being just little chips on the logic board, they're not going to desolder that and put it back. You know, if it was a big hard drive inside a spinning drive, they might've left it and not had any problems, but I am on the journey to put it all back together and then create a backup system for my backup system for my backup system. So that in case a computer dies, all I have to do is go to the Apple store and then boot from an external hard drive, and I can be back up and running in the time that it takes me to get to the Apple store, waiting in the line that's outside with everybody with their masks on, and then get a new computer.
You were kind of bummed on that case because it was not a bootable backup that you had, right?
Right. Yeah, I did. I have an entire clone, but then it was not bootable. And then it was a clone of the old machine. And then when I got the new machine, I started organizing files and like taking stuff off the hard drive, putting it on an external. And so I don't know what's what. And it's just going to take a long time to kind of piece back what it is.
That's rough.
I learned my lesson. I am always good with backups. I've had a Backblaze backup always. So that was good. And that was completely backed up. But like my Time Machine was all full because Time Machine doesn't know how to use new computers and just inherit Time Machine backups. So you have to like nuke the old one.
Right.
I hadn't done that yet. It was on my list. Anyways, all that ranting aside, I am doing great. My computer is now updated proper, or is getting it to be updated and whatnot. So maybe by the next time I'm on the show in 30 episodes, I'll have it all set up. I'll be ready for my next computer.
Right on. Cool. Yeah. Been there, done that. All right. On my life, my world is, got to teach my son a valuable life lesson. One of my sons, my older son, he found a great deal online for a Nintendo Switch with 6 games, and I was very excited for him for about 3 minutes. And then it's because he told me, I thought it was through a friend of a friend. It wasn't no friend. It was just somebody on Craigslist. And he'd already sent $125 for a deposit, so it would be mailed to him, even though it was only 20 minutes on the other side of Raleigh, etc. So I'm like, this is a total scam. And he was completely deflated and bummed, and yeah, total scam. So he lost $125. So what he got to learn was the quote, if it's too good to be true, it is. So wah, wah. Yeah, now he knows. So, which it's kind of funny because then just earlier this morning, we were going to go buy a freezer, a little chest freezer. We finally found one, decent price, used. And the woman wanted me to send the money through Cash App before we went to her house. I'm like, I don't think so. My name's not, you know, I don't want to say his name, but it rhymes with darker. Yeah.
Little does she know that right. We've already had an experience with this week.
This week. Yeah, not going to happen. So the other thing that's happening over my life is my side hustle. One of the side hustles is finally done enough to go live. And that is that website I've talked about for about a year. Backup Speaker is been pushed to the live server. There's a coming soon page, but this week, the week of this episode coming out, it'll be live. Soft launch, not really big, no big announcements, kind of testing it through. I have people I need to add to the site who pre-bought. So you can no longer get the early bird pricing because that page is gone, but kind of exciting, kind of nervous, you know, a little nerve-wracking.
Yeah, and you might actually launch before me. I've been doing some sites for my wife, and I was within hours of being done, and then my computer wouldn't turn on. And then the files were all on that machine.
So maybe it was my fault.
Adam sabotaging my computer.
When it was here, was your laptop here when you came to visit? Yeah, it was. It was in the car. Yeah.
So, I brought it in.
Oh, you brought it in. Yeah.
I wouldn't leave something so valuable outside.
So, it was valuable, but almost broken. So.
But broken, yeah. It's all good.
Right on. Cool. All right. So next is this.
This is the point at which we do. Talk about everything that's new.
All right. I don't know if you saw this or not, but there's a post over on the blog for WordPress.org about external linking policy. Quote, commercial blogs will no longer be linking. And this is about letting people connect their plugins, themes, and services to commercial blogs like within their notes and I guess within their documentation. It's kind of a big deal because I guess it's not fair for some people to have people link, for plugin authors to link to their blogs because it's a commercial sales tool. Where there are people who don't have companies, they just write plugins and themes, give them away for free, but they don't have a business behind it. I think that's the gist of it. Gotcha. But there's been a lot of, quote, WP drama behind it on both, on a couple of places I've seen this posted, but it's specifically actually, you know, over on the make.wordpress.org site. So, you know, I'm curious though, you used to have, well, you still have a plugin, as heard on, you don't make money on it. It's free. Do you care about this?
No.
Would it bother you if, let's say, for example, Sandhills, they have premium plugins, but do they actually come from the repo? I guess they have freemium as well. But do you think like Yoast? Let's use Yoast as the big example because Yoast has the free and then the upsell. Do you care that Yoast would have a link in their documentation back to their commercial blog?
No.
Okay. That's the lowdown from Ohio.
I don't really. I mean, what I don't like is when they try to upsell you in the middle of a plugin and it's got a huge banner that you can't dismiss. And, you know, like it's in the plugin settings everywhere, you know, like, but a link back to their site, like in the documentation.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah. But I guess there's more to it. I'm so not connected to that part of the space. Mm-hmm. It doesn't affect me. So I'm like, whatever, just, you know, but you know, people will find something to, draw attention to in some capacity, especially in the open source community and with the open source project, it just is that way. Right.
Yeah.
So.
I have a news item that I didn't add to the spreadsheet or the link here. But of course, since I'm on the show and Kyle is not, we're going to talk about WooCommerce, not EDD. But WooCommerce, WooCommerce 4.3 beta is coming. It's going to be the next version of WooCommerce. And the cool thing there is it is going to have like a, right now when you go into WooCommerce and you click on the dashboard or like the main orders page, it just shows you a list of all the orders. And this is going to have a more comprehensive look. And so you'll see like, oh, you got your first order or you need to, you have 15 orders that you need to ship and process. And here's how many sales you had today or this week to date and things like that. And then all also like some store management things like how to add products and personalize my store and some things like that. So it's not a huge release. It's just something small that's coming, but it is going to give that better first impression for somebody who's running a store. And now all of a sudden, like, how do we manage this thing? You go to the WooCommerce section and now all of a sudden all of your tasks are right there. It kind of is what we do with the onboarding. You know, there's an onboarding piece and it's kind of got like a checklist, like, oh, you need to do this now and then this and then this. It's kind of the same thing. Like, okay, now you've launched. Uh-oh, now you've made a sale. Now you have to do things. And it kind of walks you through like,
right,
here's the next steps.
Cool. Yeah, I just put a link in the show notes. I'll add that. It's like, so beta one is out now currently. And it's over on the woocommerce.wordpress.com site. Pretty cool. Yeah. So it's looking to be released. Does it say when?
From the beta, it's probably a couple weeks out. It's slated for...
I don't see a date.
I don't know.
That's okay. All right, no worries. Cool. Well, is anything else you want to surprise me with on the news?
I'm moving to North Carolina.
That would be awesome, but I know you're not because you don't want to have to rebuild anything that you've already built in your house.
Right, exactly. So. I want it. What you wearing, what you're
reading, what you're drinking now. What you wearing, what you're reading, what you're drinking now. All right, I'll go first on this one. I am wearing a Do What You Love t-shirt, which is by WeWork, because I used to go there when I could leave the house in California. And there's actually a couple now here in North Carolina. Drinking water, and I've actually, this is my second bottle today. So I'm averaging 2 to 3 a day. Let me tell you, it's huge. And reading, I'm reading so many books right now. As you know, I talked to you earlier today. The library has reopened for pickups of holds. So, but of course, they don't like gather them all but once. They just kind of piecemeal them out to you. So over the past 7 days, I've gone to the library 3 times and picked up 4 books. And there's no late fees anymore. So I'm just going to have these books till I finish them. So, but like the last couple of weeks, I'll put a link in the show notes. I'm reading a whole bunch of stuff still. A finance book. I'm reading the books from Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, all that stuff. So I have like 5 or 6 books on my shelf to read. So yeah. What do you got?
Cool, cool. Well, I am wearing a WooCommerce t-shirt, and I've got a WooCommerce payments t-shirt on. This is a new thing that we launched a few months ago, and it is it's a way to kind of, basically, it's using the power of Stripe to set up a WooCommerce account, but you don't need to sign up for a Stripe account.
Oh, that's like, right.
You install the free plugin and then you click a button and it will connect you to Stripe and then you can access, you know, your Stripe information. And then all of your data is like right inside of WooCommerce. You don't have to go to Stripe to look at anything. It's all in WooCommerce. And so that is a new offering that we're doing. I was one of the first beta testers. I ran my wife's site through it and we ran a few $1,000 with it and everybody was concerned, like, what's going on and why are we making money? And it was like 2 weeks before a launch of her, one of her courses that she was doing. And so it made perfect sense to me why we were running through this that much money and then no money after that because the event was over. But they said, because I found a handful of bugs and was the first beta tester and sold $5,000 through it, that they would send me a couple of shirts. So
nice. Nice.
So I've got a blue, non-purple WooCommerce shirt, but it just says WooCommerce payments. And drinking water, like Adam, I'm on my third bottle today, my third 32-ounce bottle. Adam says he's on his second bottle, but they're like 8-ounce bottles. So
21 ounces. Hey.
Joke around too. But and then I, like Adam, am reading a couple different things. One of the books that I picked up recently is Think and Grow Rich. I feel like I've read this before, but I don't think I have. And so I'm starting to read it. And I don't know. And
it's good.
I think I got the Adams version because like the font is like humongous.
Wow.
So it's apparently the large print, unedited text by Napoleon Hill.
Yeah,
so
it's a classic.
I'm just a little bit into it. I just feel like it's one of those books that you just can't like sit down and read the whole thing at night. But yeah, so that's what I am wearing, drinking, and reading.
Cool. Actually, I want to add, I forgot, I'm wearing a hat. I'm wearing a Beaver Builder hat because the shirt's not WordPress, but Beaver Builder is. So I wanted to mention that. So I'm wearing a shout out to Beaver Builder, that team. Just re-upped my subscription for Themer and the plugin stuff. So yeah, I'm all happy with that. So hey, Dustin, guess what time it is?
It is time for you to press the button to make the sound so you can talk over it and tell us what the questions are today.
Okay. That's right. You sent them in. We read them. We researched them. And now it's time to give you some options. 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 And here's me talking over the sound effect. Are you ready? Are you ready? Here we go. As I always say to Kyle, are you ready? 3, 2, 1. All right. First question. You want to ask this one or you want me to ask this one?
I can ask it.
Okay.
Question comes in from Mark, and Mark asks, in the past, I've been both let go, aka fired, and laid off. What options do you suggest if asked about those positions when interviewing for a new job on sharing the situation?
Ooh, interesting question. Good one. Yeah. So I have three options here. Option one for you, Mark. Don't work. Just give up. Stop trying. Apply for assistance. Move in with your parents. Better yet, move in with your grandparents because they're much more loving in any case, no matter how you call it. And just grandparents are better than parents. So that's option one.
That's an interesting option.
I think so.
I would just mention that if they're noticing that gap in time on maybe a resume or, you know, trying to fill that space, like, oh, what were you doing from this period? You could just say that my computer hard drive crashed. And I couldn't have it. That's what I would say.
Okay. All right. A valid option for many people.
Absolutely.
Option two for me is just do your job right the next time. Don't get let go. Read the book Lynchpin by Seth Godin. Make yourself invaluable. Duh.
Yeah.
I mean, clearly, you know, you aren't valuable. So just do the job that you were hired for and stop your complaining.
It's true. I think my option's a little better.
Okay.
And that is to go to WordPress.com, sign up for a free site. I mean, maybe like marktravelstheworld.wordpress.com, free site, and then just scour the web for cool pictures of places that you want to go and just say, I was traveling for a year.
I like it. I like it. Nice. It's good. My third option is partly this. It's kind of a couple of levels of discussion here. But first, be honest. You know, go with the honesty approach. Remember, first and foremost, don't talk negatively about the previous companies. You know, if you're let go, fired, you know, you can mention maybe you don't list that one on your resume, because honestly, that one is not going to probably be on your resume unless you were there for a long time for some reason. You know, so I would imagine that if it's on your resume, you want to remove that one as an option. It just actually popped in my head to say that actually. The one that you were laid off from, by all means, you can indicate what happened there, but don't talk negatively about them in any capacity, because, you know, they're looking at you like, well, what if we let you go? What are you going to say about us? Right. So that's something to consider. And then it's always awkward. I mean, I think for a lot of people who are in or out of the workplace for gaps of time, like you said, it's what do you say? How do you approach that? And I just like to go with the honesty aspect. Or, you know, you can go honestly, or you can say I was, you know, climbing Mount Kilimanjaro. One of the two.
And I survived.
And I survived. So, twice. Yeah. Have you ever been laid off? Mm-mm. Have you ever been fired? Uh-uh. Huh. I've had both. I'm also older than you.
I've only had two jobs. So.
I've had two jobs this year. No.
I take that back. I had in college, I did a co-op. And so I had a couple opportunities, and those were more like my time here has come. Like we knew,
yeah,
like my co-op was a year long,
right?
And we knew that this was a year long learning experience. And then I had to go back to school versus, you know, staying there and working, yeah, more. And then when I had my first real job, which was at Whirlpool, where I was helping make thousands of dryers every day, as a electrical engineer there, then it was like, oh, my wife is moving, or we have to move because of my wife's job. And it's going to be a 2-hour commute each way. Not doing that.
Right.
So then I could easily say like, hey, that's why I left.
Yeah. Type of
thing. Makes sense. So yeah. So I don't have any like actual experience, but what I was going to say as kind of my recommendation is, like Adam said, like, just don't highlight that. Like if it's a year or two, you know, just don't put that on the resume. You know, people scanning a resume, you know, are going to see the last three opportunities. And most of the time they're not going to check to see if the date that you left one company is the day that you started at the next company.
Right.
You know, for the most part.
Right.
You know, they might, if it's a big gap, you know, that would be a, you know, a more of an indicator. Or like Adam says, if you've been there for 25 years and now if you don't put that on your resume, then you're not going to have anything on your resume. Like,
I mean, I think a lot of people in the past, you know, have said, if there's a gap that's of specific length, I don't know what it is, 3 years, or they'll say they were consulting, you know, Hartzler consultancy, right? You know, whatever you want to call it. I mean, I was laid off from, what's the most recent thing I got laid off from? Oh, I got laid off in Colorado. I got laid off from a job because the company went under for the most part. They ran out of money. So we all got laid off. That was no biggie. I was actually doing my own consulting then as well, photography and video and some web. And I was actually let go from a job a long time ago from a big home builder. And for for reasons that, you know, it's still, who knows why. It was about 19 years ago. Yeah, Avalon was just about 8 months old. It was a big shocker, let me tell you. But I made a mistake. I owned up to it. But that's the reason they found to trim the budget was kind of the thing, you know. And also got laid off. That's right. Back right before I met you, another company in LA, I was doing video marketing and budget cuts. So I got let go from that. That was a true layoff. It's never great, but, you know, move on, do something else. And most people say this. You probably remember this hearing from other people in our space of podcasting. Being let go sometimes is like the blessing in disguise that you need to get your own thing going.
Sure, sure, sure. And I think too, like being let go sometimes doesn't have anything bad to reflect on.
Right, not at all. It's just a change in situation of the company.
You know, you think of like kind of where that mantra comes from is like from our friend Pat Flynn. Like
right.
He, you know, he was a great architect and the company just didn't need any, or they weren't building any buildings. That was 2008 when all the commercial buildings stopped. And they're like, what do you need an architect for if you can't, you know,
right.
Like, and he was one of the lower guys on the totem pole. And he ended up, there was nothing against him. Like his boss was distraught to say that, you know, he was gonna, you know, he didn't have a job anymore because, you know, that. So I don't think like being laid off, and it doesn't go into, you know, full detail. Mark doesn't, you know, say like I was fired because I was watching YouTube all day long and I had no output, you know, like, so you don't really know that. But, you know, like, I think, as Adam says, like, you don't want to speak negatively about the other companies, you know, that you work for. And if they ask, you know, you can say the positive things and, you know, maybe it didn't work out well. Maybe you didn't work, you know, like, you know, there was somebody that it didn't work with your commute schedule, or, you know, like, there could be all kinds of reasons why.
Right.
You're getting there late because of the traffic was terrible, and, you know, like,
there's been a change in management. Usually is a good reason. There's been a reorg and my position was no longer necessary.
Right. Exactly.
You call it what you want, but it happens, you know, for good, bad and ugly. So, all right, cool. Well, yeah, two jobs. I'm happy for you. I really am. That's awesome. All right. So the next question actually is an audio segment. This is actually from our friend Kyle. Look at that. Here we go.
Inspire me, guys. What should my next song on this great show be about?
Ooh, interesting. Why don't you take this one first?
So I thought there could be a jingle that you could create that just says how much better the Get Options podcast is when your host Adam and Dustin are taking over. That could be one option. There could be a second option in just maybe creating a jingle for all of your special guests that come on, you know, like Dustin would have his own like intro song, and Sarah and Scott and, you know, the folks that you have on regularly, like just spend some time, just it really, what's the word? Kind of amping them up, you know, making them feel good about themselves, how they contribute to WordPress, and then just tell it all in a song that rhymes.
I think that is brilliant. And actually we've talked about that before in other episodes that we're going to do more of that for especially for guests. But yeah, I think Kyle should really take the time to do that. He's not busy at all.
Not at all.
I mean, where is he today? Just probably taking a day off. Actually, we didn't even talk about that. Where is he? He took the day off. No, he's been busy with some just work and stuff. So he couldn't schedule it. So anyway, what else you got? Any other ideas for him?
Well, then I came up with a bunch of little segments that need songs, like Vague Rant Up. I don't think that's a promo.
You don't like the one I do when I go Vague Rant Up.
No. And the bomb.com, I think that one is a really cemented segment now into the show. So that one needs a jingle.
It does. It does.
And I think the Do the NQ, I don't think that one has a segment either. So
dang it. Calling it out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So Kyle, I have got plenty of things to you need more songs than all of those. Just let me know.
Yeah. Okay. So I have a few ideas. First and foremost, I actually hear Kyle, I think I wrote one for you. So Kyle, I think you should write one like this. Write more songs for the show. That's all I got. Okay. Now I've been working on that for days. Days. Yeah, actually, I think you should do Itsy Bitsy Spider with a ska or reggae beat. Or Hello by Adele, but in Spanish with like a Jimmy Valens style. Like I wanted like a mixture of Spanish in there by Hello. Hola from the other side. I don't know how to say it. Para.
There we go. I think the videos that always go over well are the ones where you take like a well-known hit, you know, or a theme song of some kind that you already know.
Right.
Put new words to it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, so if you need some inspiration, the what's his name? The Holderness family.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They live here.
They've been, yeah, they live over in North Carolina by Adam, and they've been doing videos all this quarantine season.
Oh, it's amazing.
The one that they released today was like if villains of Disney movies released video or released songs or wrote songs. So like Gaston was one of them and Ursula from, you know, The Little Mermaid. And so those songs are a lot harder because they don't have the fun melody and, you know,
there's no bridge in there.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So those are a little bit harder to put together.
So. Kyle, the challenge has been put out there for you. There you go. Write some new songs.
When you have the time, which is now.
Now. I mean, you have all this downtime, so, okay. All right, I think that's all I got for that one. We're going to move on to this week's segment, which, of course, you just mentioned, actually. It's Do and Cue. So let me do the sound effect. Do and Cue. It's terrible. I have to get on that. I have to come up with some bumpers on these. All right, and then I need to get a new device. I have enough space for all the buttons, you know, so. I'm going to go real quick on this. Mine are short and sweet. I have three categories: podcast, documentaries, and a show. Podcasts. Listening lately to Nested Folders. It's with a guy named Scott. I don't know his last name, but Rosemary Orchard from the other Relay FM podcast. She's in there. It's about organization and GTD. Rabbit Hole is an NPR show about going down different rabbit holes of technology. And then also another one called The Perfect Scam, which is about people getting scammed. It's clearly we just got scammed, but ironically enough.
Should have started a week ago.
Right? Documentaries.
By the way, all of those sound fascinating. I wish that I could add to my queue, but my queue is already exploding.
Yeah, yours explodes. Yeah. Documentaries. I watched a documentary called Magnetic. It's about these like extreme athletes who are just drawn to extreme sports. Amazing. The cinematography is just beautiful as well. Like there's a paraglider, surfers on these huge waves. This was it's on Netflix, by the way. Another one I just watched was called Inside Bill's Brain. It's about Bill Gates. And I got to tell you, it changed my opinion of him in a big way. He's just really super smart, obviously, but just the philanthropy, what he's trying to do, how he does things, pretty cool. And then lately I just watched Fittest in Dubai, and I thought I saw you on that show, but it wasn't you.
Not quite there yet.
Yeah. And then one other thing I watched that was in my queue lately was called Space Force with Steve Carell. I was a little let down. I was a little over the top. It was almost too much. I like him a lot, but I was like, but it was 10 episodes. We kind of cranked through that about 2 weeks ago. So that's what I got in my my current queue. What do you got?
Gotcha. Well, my queue is infinitely long, and it always will be, I believe, until my children are not living here anymore. We don't have time to watch a lot of TV. We're doing some business stuff, and so my queue just keeps getting longer and longer. So I've kind of broken mine down into four segments. We got movies, we got books, we got podcasts, and we've got a couple YouTube things that I've been watching. So let's go ahead with the in queue, the movies or TV shows. So I too have started the Space Force. I might've mentioned it to Adam, but I'm like four episodes in. Like it takes me, you know, two or three sittings to get through one 30-minute episode. I have the entire Marvel movie list that's in my in queue. So that is, I don't know. I'm to the second Thor movie. So wherever that is, I think I've watched like six or seven. And when I say I watched them, like this was again, 20 minutes at a time. Like, it would take me an entire week to watch a 2-hour movie. So that's right. Where I am. And then also in my queue is all of Apple TV Plus. With this new computer, I got Apple TV Plus, like the subscription for a year for free. So there's all kinds of stuff that's in there. I see that Tom Hanks is now in a movie called Greyhound. There is a Greatness Code that features LeBron James. We got the Morning Show, which also has Steve Carell in it.
Which was really good, by the way. That was amazing.
That show?
Yeah, the Morning Show. Very good show.
Which I originally thought it was a morning show. Like it was going to be you could watch it every morning.
It's a drama.
It is now, yeah. Let's see what else is there as I'm scrolling through there. But anyways, like those are some of the things that... the Titan games are on there.
Oh,
the
nice. Titan games.
Anyways, that's kind of, anyways. So that's my visual cue, my watching cue. My books, like I said, I got Think and Grow Rich. I'm reading. I just ordered Atomic Habits. I've read this before, but just listening to different podcasts, you know, talking about it, and it's like I just need to reread it. And it was 55% off yesterday on Amazon.
You didn't tell me.
it still might be 55% off. He emailed me personally and said, buy my book. And so it was like $12 for the book. And then I also am reading a book that I got from the library on my device, the Bullet Journal, and just kind of learning about like that style of, I mean, I'm a big person that likes to use OmniFocus for all my tasks, but I find like writing it down in paper is kind of nice. And just to have something that's always next to me as I'm going through the day, like I actually wrote down all of my notes kind of using the bullet journal format for today. And that's why Adam has to fill out all the show notes as I'm talking. So those are some of the things that I'm reading, listening to. Mine aren't quite as fun as Adam's, but I've been listening to the Whoop podcast. So Whoop is I wear a fitness tracker called the Whoop. It really tracks like how much activity you do, how much strain you put on the body, and how much sleep that you get. And it's a device for somebody that's more athletic than me, because it says like, oh, this is your recovery day. Get like 17 out of 21. And I'm like, I've never got more than 15 ever as my hardest working day. So, but the cool thing is in the Whoop podcast, if you're interested in like learning about some information, they've done some studies about COVID and how your respiratory rate goes up, you know, right leading up to COVID. And you can see drastically decreased like recovery scores. Like you're in the single digits of recovering, like from 0 to 100. Single digits is really terrible. It means your body's fighting something off. And they've had so many cases where people see that they think that they are, you know, they might have COVID, and then they go to get tested and then they are positive. So then they can, you know, they can quarantine even sooner. And so it's really kind of an interesting like way that the device is doing that. So it's interesting for that aspect. And I like to see how little sleep that I get. I go to bed whatever time, and there's usually less than 3 hours. So if I go to bed for 8 hours, I usually get like 6, right, just because of the number of times that I'm getting up with children and whatnot. So that is that. I have the Learn to Code With .me podcast. That's a cool one to talk. She does a lot of interviews with people who have transitioned from different things, like a teacher to a developer, or you know, different things like that. It's really interesting, and I aspire to be a developer someday, writing all the things and all the JavaScript. It's a long process. Like I said, I have children and they take up all my time. And then I have the syntax.fm podcast, and that is one that's always long in my queue because those shows are an hour. They're super high level stuff. Like a lot of times I listen to it just to kind of like get a grasp for what they're talking about. And then they do potluck shows once or twice per month, and those are like round robin, anything goes, like people write in with questions, and those ones are always, you always learn something because there's, you know, they're random questions about things. It's not a big long topic. So those are that. And then I've been spending some time just on YouTube watching different videos and different things. I've been really interested in watching some people do like fitness related things. So I watch the Fittest in Dubai as well, but there's, you know, kind of following some CrossFitters who like talk about Tia Clara Toomey, who's like the fittest woman in the world. Like she has a YouTube channel now, and they talk about like some of her recovery things or what she does on recovery days. And here's how she trains. And like, here's like her and her husband is her coach. And so like, it's a kind of a neat way to kind of get in the insides and kind of see like what they're doing. Like, oh, my 15 minute workout is not going to make me elite CrossFit champion, but like watching to see what they put their bodies through is kind of interesting.
See, I think recovery days are overrated. I'm just saying, you know. Yeah. Yeah, I listen to Syntax FMs from time to time, but you're right. It's just so like, it's so high. You know.
Honestly, like if you're, you know, following WordPress podcasts and whatnot, like if you subscribe to that and you're not really into the JavaScript world, like subscribe, but then scroll all the way to the end. They do like sick picks, they call them. And they're like tools or services or, you know, just fancy things that they use. And I always get a lot of value out of those as well. So
yeah. Actually, as I mentioned before, one of the books that I just got recently that was actually, I was on watching a webinar or something. I got the most recent version of the WordPress Build a Plugin book by Brad Williams and some other people. Forget who else wrote it, but Brad Williams. So he sent me a copy. I came yesterday, so I had the original version that Greg Franklin gave me as a loaner years and years ago. That's still sitting here. So now the new version, because it's been like that old version is 10 years old. So I'm kind of excited because I've been wanting to dive into some plugin development. So you know, here we go.
Absolutely.
Cool. Good list. Yeah, I think the Marvel movies, you got to get through those. The Morning Show you'll like. Atomic Habits. Real quick, how much did you pay for that? Because I see it there for $12.04. Was that what you paid?
I pay $12.55.
Oh.
So waiting a day can get you a better deal.
Exactly. Look at that. That's awesome. Did you get the actual hardcover or the ebook?
I got the hardcover.
Yeah. Interesting.
I wanted the hardcover in case I highlighted things or underlined.
Yeah. I might have to grab a copy of that today myself. So, Yeah.
And it's one of those, you know, like it's probably good to have. It's probably good to read once per year. Like
right.
things that you just kind of drop off. I think it's real interesting yeah. that, you know, like you have these habits like, oh, I'm never going to not brush my teeth.
Right. But like, you know what? Yeah.
But then you don't floss or then you don't, you know, like.
Yeah.
You
know, I just read The Big Leap again this year. I mean, there's just like last month and I read that about once a year. It's a good book. So.
You are kind of over the hill, so.
Wow. Oh, on that note, thanks for listening. Be sure to email us any questions you have, questions@getoptionspodcast.com. Use the SpeakPipe feature of the website. You can find us online, Twitter primarily. I'm we're at get_options. I'm at @HeyAdamSilver. Dustin, where are you on Twitter?
At Dustin Hartzler. I am not very active over there.
Right, that is true. Yeah. And we're also on SoundCloud. So with that, say goodbye, Dustin.
Goodbye, Dustin.
Maybe a little bit more for the audience. That's all I got. I might include that. And I might not. I had to
find out.
I know, right? Let me hit stop on this.
Oh, you were still recording.
I still am.